Now, Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
From Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. I'm Douglas Viviani, sitting here with the rather provocative David Cohen. This year, we have seen the retirement of longtime late-night talk show host Jay Leno and David Letterman. Correct?
Correct.
You are correct, sir. And we've been replaced by Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert recently, just came on the air. So all the while, we've had Jimmy Kimmel, James Corden, Seth Meyers, Conan and O'Brien, they're all alive and well. Late night TV is alive and well. The question is, when we take a look at this, let's take a look at today, the godfather of all of these shows, The Tonight Show in general, and maybe in some specifics being the godfather being Johnny Carson. But we're going to take a look at all of the history of just The Tonight Show.
Just The Tonight Show.
Tonight, sir.
Yes.
And we're going to call this the foundation of the success.
Building
of,
blocks.
The building blocks of Jimmy Fallon. And who are you imitating, by the way?
I have no idea. Some like Ed McMahon clone or bad imitation. Okay. Yeah.
And we had to take a look and realize that...
Who are you imitating? Who are you imitating there, sir?
You could just say Ed McMahon. It would have gone very easily.
I was kind of hoping you'd just know it was him.
Well, I'm speaking for the audience at some point.
I know.
You know. And people that are watching Jimmy Fallon, let's say younger people, they're just watching him.
Us. We watch him.
Well, I'm saying, but the younger folks think that's it. It's... began maybe with him and, you know, don't understand that there was a McMahon, there was a Steve Allen. How many, I'm going to ask you, if you know, how many is kind of a trick question. How many hosts, not how many times they host, how many hosts were there or are there for The Tonight Show total?
I would say 5.
Okay. You are wrong, sir.
Wrong, sir.
There is Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and I'm not going to count Jay Leno again, but it's the same person. He came back. And Jimmy Fallon. So that is how many? 2, 4, 6 total. That's it. The show started in 1954, basically 60 years ago.
Before television. No.
It was the infancy of television. Let's take a listen to the first Tonight Show. The first one starring, and the first of the first one, let's put it that way, starring Steve Allen.
Wow, this is the very
first. In case you're just joining us, this is Tonight. I want to give you the bad news first. This program is going to go on forever. Boy, you think you're tired now. Wait till you see 1 o'clock roll around. It's a long show, and we especially selected this for this very late show because this theater's, I think it sleeps about 800 people.
Okay, now does that remind you, just thinking about him, just before we get into his detail, but does he remind you of any current, kind of recent talk show host?
Letterman.
Yeah, he's like, kind of that deadpan.
Right, yeah.
Like some comedians laugh at themselves or at the joke they say or what have you. He's totally deadpan. And what do you think is the similarity?
Yeah, no, I heard that right away as I was listening to it. I knew it was Steve Allen, but I definitely heard, you know, Letterman in that kind of... you know, the whole thing
the
about
cadence or something.
Right, putting down the show already before it even starts, you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Self-deprecating.
Exactly.
I guess, right?
Right.
Doesn't take himself too seriously. And we'll talk
Sleeps 800. I mean, that's funny. Yeah, that's a
the first
thing.
Joke right. of the show. Right. Now, David Letterman clearly has been caught saying this, and they've been asked the question. Certainly his hero was Johnny Carson, but when they asked him to do his show, they wanted him to do something different than Carson, and they had limits on the time of monologue that he would have and other things, and they said, you can't do the same exact show. So he said, well, what am I going to do? He went back, and he watched Steve Allen, and he was highly influenced by Steve Allen in the creation of the David Letterman shows.
Like, sort of gave him ideas, things like that.
Yeah, and the format and so forth. Mm-hmm. So this format of Steve Allen was basically him at a piano. A lot of the time in the beginning, he played piano. And he had lots of different people that came on that you'll have come to know, like a Tom Poston, a Louis Nye, a Don Knotts. They were like little characters that came on and little skits. That's where that came from. Well, let's listen to a smidge of one called The Man on the Street with Don Knotts.
There there's our next man in the street. Your name, sir?
My name is D.D. Morrison, and I'm a bodyguard for Vice President Nixon.
Well, by the way, what's the D.D. for?
Duck Dick.
My goodness, Nixon's bodyguard. That's a very responsible job. Tell me, sir, does that make you nervous?
Nope. Makes him kind of nervous.
I can see.
So even a couple of years later, 60 to be exact, that's still kind of funny. You know, Don Hatch, he doesn't go away. He's a comedy genius.
Still around today. So Steve Allen, very first host of The Tonight Show. There was no other show like it at the time, correct?
Correct.
It's a late night concept. So, cool. All right,
yes,
we're off to the races.
Yes, and just so you know, Steve Allen did other things than these Man on the Street interviews. Of course, he interviewed people, and in addition to that, he did things like Letterman did. You know, remember when Letterman buried himself in a vat of, and or put, what?
The Alka-Seltzer
on him. On him, right. And buried himself into water and things
jumped
like that.
Jumped on the Velcro wall, right, in the Velcro suit.
So, yeah. Steve Allen was not afraid to make a fool of himself, so to speak, and do that as well. Let's listen to the next host. Jack Parr started in 57, 3 years later.
I'm leaving the Tonight Show. There must be a better way of making a living than this.
3, 2, 1, here's Jack!
As I was saying before I was interrupted, I believe my last words were that there must be a better way of making a living than this. Well, I have looked, and there isn't.
Okay, so that's a fellow by the name of Jack Parr, if you're not familiar. He started in 57, ended in 62. His format was different. His format was to sit basically in two chairs, almost like distant shows that do that, but like a Tom Snyder kind of thing. No desk, really, and just talk serious, long, detailed interviews with politicians and whoever was to come on. Certainly had entertainers. And he was witty, they say. I kind of laugh at that. But the main thing he was known for was that at one point in time, that clip is about him being upset because he said a joke that had some potty humor in it. And they told him, we're going to censor you. You can't say things like that. And he walked off with the preposition that you're not going to censor me. I'm going to be able to do whatever and say whatever.
And it happened after the opening monologue of a show, right? We heard in that clip him saying he's leaving. And he actually walked off the show right after the monologue and didn't come back.
Correct.
That's crazy.
Crazy. And then he came back. I don't exactly know the timing of it. A month or so later.
It was a few months, I think.
Is what it was?
Yeah.
So that was what he was really known for. If you ask your grandparents about this fellow for some reason, and I tried to find out why, they love this guy. Let's listen to him years later on David Letterman.
That scene of me in the basement rehearsing is part of a motion picture called The King of Comedy.
Yes. Based on your experience as a child?
Yeah.
This one scene?
Just the scene in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how did they know about that scene, Jerry?
Oh, shut up.
So he has some quick wit, but he also has a bit of an ego there where he's actually telling David Letterman that if you remember the movie, the fictional movie of King of Comedy, that the De Niro scene was taken from his book, which he had written about his childhood and what he had done.
Right. Yeah.
Also,
one other quick fact, you know, Steve Allen left as the first host. He left the Tonight Show because he got a more of a primetime gig. Okay. Some theme concept there that will repeat itself later on, which we'll talk about.
Yes, absolutely. And he did a Sunday night show, actually, believe it or not. So we'll be right back. Listen to a little something of this here. The King of Comedy.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-952-2797. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-952-2797. 1-800-952-2797.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Always really solid, the star of Who Do You Trust? Johnny Carson.
You've got to admit it, even if you live here, Los Angeles is a pretty silly town. I was standing on a corner, minding my own business, and a fellow comes up in a car. He stops right in front of me, he sticks his head out the window, and he says, say, do you know how to get to Griffith Park? And I said, yeah, I'm terribly sorry, I don't. And the guy says, well, you go three blocks straight ahead, turn left, and you can't miss it.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. We are discussing the history of The Tonight Show, and we're turning the page here and looking at Johnny Carson. That clip, though, is interesting. These fellas don't come out of nowhere. Carson was on Steve Allen, the first Tonight Show, in the mid to late 50s, 54 to 57, a few times, and that was one engagement where he was on as
a guest.
Comedian, a guest.
Right.
Yeah. So he was kind of, he was there, and then later on with Jack Parr, he was a substitute host. If Parr had a problem, couldn't make it, whatever, Carson came on. And
do we know why Parr left? Why Johnny took over permanently?
Jack Parr, he did leave. He said that he just could not expel the energy it takes to do the show anymore.
Right.
That was
right.
Basically it. And if you think about it, his show was not like a written, scripted show. He sat down with Kennedy and Nixon and entertainers for an hour, for 45 minutes, and just spoke to them.
Right.
So it, I don't know if it takes a lot out of you or not. I mean, I think it would. You have to prepare to sit there and talk to these people without notes and in-depth conversations.
Right. And so, serious stuff.
Yes.
Right?
So it kind of, and he had quips and things like that to make it light, but he was very, worn out, you could say, after the 5 years. So then Carson came on, and Carson became the king. He had a new format. Here's the thing. Before he came on as the host, he, the producer, I forget the gentleman's name, and of the show, original producer, and Ed McMahon hold themselves up in Miami for 3 days in a hotel room to decide what's going to be the format of this show. The show that you see Jimmy Fallon doing now, I'm talking about the basic format of monologue first, a skit of some sort, guests, and then a musical guest at the end, and the show is over, which is here like, what was that, 53 years ago, began from
that meeting,
hotel room in Miami.
Wow. How do you like that? I didn't realize that format was that old.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll talk about how it's developed over time, but they broke format a little bit in 1969 with the wedding of Tiny Tim.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the presence of Christ to join this man, Herbert Buckingham Corey, and this woman, Victoria May Budinger, in holy marriage.
No one knew that that was actually Tiny Tim's name. In fact, do many people now know who's Tiny Tim?
Other than you and me, probably not a lot.
69, there was 40 million people. 40 million. How many people watched the Super Bowl? 80 today? 40 million people. How many people watched the Beatles? Do you remember? It was somewhere around 40, wasn't it?
Probably.
43 million
yeah.
people. So, like, as many, much of an audience as you could possibly get watched Tiny Tim get married. Here's who Tiny Tim is. You may remember this. That's Tiny Tim. He is the fellow that did Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Possibly people still don't know who he is. But anyway.
But he had that high voice.
Yes. And back in the day, he was pretty well known.
I used to love Tiny Tim.
Yeah, and he did, you know, Carson did stuff like that all the time. He broke the mold of his own mold, even doing something like Karnak, if you remember that.
Having trouble divining this one?
Yeah. Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Okay. Yeah. I get the ba, yeah.
And the cis being
the cis,
was actually pretty funny.
It is.
And pretty clean.
Right.
He did this gentleman that would come on with this
Karnak.
Swami hat and have these envelopes sealed, and he would do that. And I thought that was always a really funny bit. I don't know if you ever got a chance to watch that or not, but it was
definitely
ran a long time. Here's one time when people talk about Ed McMahon, who was his sidekick, and they'd say, you know, he was a drunk and so forth, and he really wasn't. He was not the drunk of the two. When Carson would go out socially, and he admits this, two or three drinks, and he was a nasty drunk. So it really was the reverse, and Carson had to stop drinking in the early 60s as a result of this. But speaking about drinking, and McMahon usually wasn't that way, but one day he showed a little of his personality on air, being drunk on air, the only time.
And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day, did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you out of it.
And then you can look it up on YouTube. It actually goes on and on. It's really funny.
It's great how Johnny went along with it, though, right? He didn't get upset. He just, well, I don't know. Maybe he did later. Who knows? But on the air, he just played along right with it, and it worked.
It really did. And Ed McMahon had been, now I don't know if this is ego talking or not. I think it's true. Ed McMahon had said one of the keys to being a good, in this case, he wasn't a co-host at all. He was a sidekick. Totally different. The sidekick in his scenario was the straight man to Carson only during those bits, and then the rest of the time he was going to lay back.
Right.
He said there were many times in the beginning of the show that he, in the development of the show, that he would be more of a co-host and be funny and like he was just there. And Carson and Carson's people over time told him, no, you know, you can't upstage Johnny Carson.
Right.
Because if you do that, you know, if other comedians come on and do that, they're there for the one night. You're there every night. You
so
can't
it's,
do it.
Right. So it evolved into that sidekick type role.
Yes.
Right?
And as it did, unfortunately, they became not as close. They still were friendly. They were always got along. Don't get me wrong, but they used to go out all the time. But then Carson stopped drinking, and this business came up with, you're too funny, really. We can't have two comedians. You got to be the straight person.
It's like what's happening with you and me right now. We used to be really close, and now I'm just a sidekick. And yeah. But, you know, the thing I was going to say about The Tonight Show is that, you know, you were talking about how people didn't stay up past a certain time. But, I mean, Carson revolutionized it, right? Now people were looking forward to starting to watch TV at 11:30 till that show went till 1 in the morning.
What a great point. They also say, and you know, this is from my research, I was a real little kid at the time, but he was responsible for selling lots of TVs, especially when TV became color, because people wanted to watch Johnny Carson in bed now.
Right.
It's late night. Right. I want to hang out, but I want to watch this show. So let's get a TV for the bedroom.
Exactly.
Amazing, because Milton Berle, if you recall, and this goes way, way back in the 50s, was Mr.
I don't recall, Doug.
You don't
not
remember
in
that?
The 50s,
I think it was
no.
Mr. Tuesday night. Anyway, people bought tons of TVs just to see Milton Berle and him dress up as a woman.
Right.
So anyway, later on, I always used to love this when you'd see the show and like Bob Hope or somebody would come on and he'd do their interview and they wouldn't even stay past the interview. They'd say, okay, the interview's over. You know, like, cause in their scenario, in Carson's format, those people stayed and were able to participate with the later guests.
In the next discussion, right.
Right, and they were encouraged to do that. Not like now, they get off.
Right.
So part of that happened during the Carson era, and Steve Martin came on board and kind of made fun of that. It was a pretty funny bit.
Look, I wish you good luck on the special. I understand that you have to leave.
I have to
be somewhere this evening and go.
I have to rehearse.
I know.
I appreciate
Thanks
it.
For being
Thank
here.
You very
Steve
much.
Thank you. Funny guy, Steve Martin.
I don't have to leave. I was lying. I see all the big stars come on. They always have to leave. I just thought I'd say I had to leave, but I don't have to leave.
All right.
Steve Vaughn was actually such a great guest host. I mean, not a guest host. He was a guest host, but
eventually, yeah.
He was very good at that, too. But he was such a great guest. He always brought something to the table.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. This might not be right, but just like a Will Ferrell, have you seen him ever on interviews in the Tonight Show format, whenever he's been on any of those shows? He always brings a bit, something
different
to the
every
table.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't just come on and say, oh, yeah, I'm in the next movie. This is what the movie's about. I mean, oh, my God, is that boring?
Is that a Will Ferrell impersonation?
No, that's not, because he is tremendous. He'll come on and do shtick and do a skit.
Right.
It's really, I think it's great.
Yeah.
It might even be better than his movies, because the movies aren't always so good. So anyway, that's his format. We'll come right back on Everything Old is New Again. Investigating the Tonight Show. Come on back.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-944-9395.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-944-9395. That's 1-800-944-9395. 1-800-944-9395.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
If you want to register your own .com and are looking for a responsible, sustainable, high-quality domain name registrar, then look at Parenick.com. Parenick includes a ton of value-added services like a parking page, Whois, privacy, dynamic DNS, and much more with every domain name registration at no extra cost. Not many companies can say that. So give Parenick.com a try today. Parenick.com.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani with the poignant David Cohen.
Poignant?
Yes, rather poignant.
You are correct, sir.
And we're continuing our discussion of The Tonight Show, and we're in a section now where we're kind of looking at Johnny Carson and his era and going to pass it off to Jay Leno soon. But let's take a look at Johnny Carson. He had, and I don't know, I guess some of them do this now, but he had the biggest stars on the planet on that show all the time.
Yeah, there was never like a B-list celebrity on there, right?
Exactly. These are huge names. You'd have the Bob Hope and Jerry Lewis. Whoever was like, what would be popular now? Who's the biggest star now? Whoever it is, all these people would be on the show all the time.
Can you name one star right now?
I don't know. Tom Cruise is huge now, I guess.
All right. Okay, I'll give you that.
So anyway, so let's listen to a little bit of Frank Sinatra and Don Rickles on the show.
I grew up with you, listened to your music, high school and so forth. It just occurred to me, crazy thought this afternoon, when you're in a romantic mood, and you're trying to make out, whose records do you put on? Don't be happy. Hey, Frank, it's good to see you. Marco Mangananzo was hurt. Trombino Bombazzo. Two bullets in the head Thursday.
Listen, can I tell a story about what this man did to me once? Long before Don got married, I was eating dinner in a restaurant in New York. I was sitting with some friends, and he came over to the table, and he said, Frank, do me a favor, will you? He said, I'm sitting with a very pretty girl, I'm trying to make out, you know. And he said, I told her I know you, and she really doesn't believe me. Would you stop by the table? I said, all right. I was just about finished. I was down to the espresso. Finally, he went back, and I walked by the table, and I said, how are you, Don? Nice to see you. He said, can't you see I'm eating, Frank? What are you doing?
That's good.
Typical Don Rickles.
That is so funny.
But think about this for a minute. Don Rickles was the hottest and biggest comedian of the time for years. Sinatra clearly was the biggest star of the era.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them on the same show.
Right.
The
and they stick
time.
Around to talk to each other, right?
Exactly. Actually, the premise there was I kind of cut it, but, you know, Rickles came on as a surprise, supposedly. Like, he was just walking the halls there.
Oh, yeah, right.
But, I mean, think about that. And then they tell these stories, and I think some of that is old Hollywood, too. I don't know. Do people now, are there secrets? Are stars hanging out with each other, see each other in restaurants? I don't know. I don't see that.
I've heard stories. You know, not that I watch late-night TV a lot anymore, but I remember somebody was on Fallon telling him that she had liked him, some actress.
Oh, that was Nicole Kidman, yes.
Yeah, she liked him. But that was way before
he was even known. It was when he was in struggling in New York before he got
Saturday
Night Live.
Yeah, it didn't mean they hung out together, but they would see each other, right?
But you know, I just think this is cool. Sinatra at his height, Rickles at his height. They're hanging out in a restaurant together and talking and buddies and stuff. I just a real interesting perspective. Here's Rickles again. I'm on a Rickles tear here. He was hosting The Tonight Show.
Carson's cigarette box.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Uncle Carson's cigarette box.
They're coming.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You knew they were in the...
Uh-oh.
What the hell happened to this?
Well, it happened last night.
Who?
Don Rickles.
I did not see the
Don
show
Don Rickles
last
did it last night.
That's an heirloom.
Well?
Is he in... St-
He hit it. He hit it with
Is
his hand.
Is he taping now? What?
He's taping across the hall. CPO Sharp.
Can I get over there?
Rickles! Rickles! Hold! Stop the taping! Stop the taping! Somebody broke my cigarette box. They told me you broke it on the show last night.
Well, I really...
That was a setup.
No, I remember watching that as a kid. First of all, Rickles hosted the show and legitimately broke cigar box.
That I believe.
Cigarette
right.
box. No, oh, you're saying afterwards was set up. I'm sure it could have been. I mean,
right.
Who knows?
That's
but,
funny, though.
It really was because they were filming right across the hall. Carson said, let's do this. So that in spontaneity was really always with The Tonight Show.
Right. True. I have an actually interesting fact about The Tonight Show. You probably did not know this. Do you know, speaking of breaking things on the set, the only guest on The Tonight Show that was convicted of a crime he committed while on the show.
Wow. On camera? In other words, we could see it if you look
up. Yes. Okay. You could see it. Bobcat Goldthwait. Remember the comedian?
Yes.
Bob, he's still around.
Talk like that. A goofy voice he had.
Yeah. You know, the high voice, that kind of thing. And he's still around. He's still pretty popular. Apparently, he used lighter fluid to set one of the guest chairs on fire. And... was never invited back. Not only that, but he was arrested and he was fined in Burbank courtroom $3,800, including the cost of replacing the chair.
You can bet Carson had something to do with that. Say, what are you doing on my set? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Like, really, are you out of your
mind?
And
no one really, I don't think anyone really knows why he did it. I guess he was trying to be funny. But,
yes.
There you go.
Wow, that's a great fact. Now, we're turning a little bit now.
Great fact. But now let's move on.
You have to. There's another little guy that became big that was a guest on Letterman a few times. Let's listen to that and see if you know who this is.
See, it's funny. You know, when the comedy clubs first started, they had regular names. You know, Austin Comedy Club, the Comedy Works, those kind of places. Now they all have comedy names. In the last 6 weeks, I've been at Jokers, Giggles, Tickles, ho-hos, ha-has, hee-hees. Right, next month I'm working a new place called which is right there. Right down. No, but what do you do on the road? You get up like about, let's say, 11:30. You read the whole paper.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole paper. You know, the kind of thing where you go, look at this, tuna casserole with a graham cracker crust. But I remember when we were in Tahoe, you were across the street, and it was like, you get up, you go down the lobby, you look at your watch, was it 1:30? Brady Bunch is on at 2.
there's the one and only Jay Leno, who eventually became the co-host, I keep saying that, became the substitute host for Johnny Carson and then replaced Johnny Carson. He was on Letterman. And again, we're not talking about Letterman because we're not talking, we're only talking about The Tonight Show.
Right.
So there's a little groundwork there as to Jay Leno. Now, what did you think of Jay Leno back in the day?
I love Jay Leno. In fact, when I was a big Dave Letterman fan, as I know you are.
Yes.
But when I found out any night that I knew Leno was going to be on, I made absolutely sure I watched it because those bits between them are just, to me, they're just all-time classics.
They're, yeah, and they're not even just like these punchlines. They're just the presentation, the way he tells the story.
Right.
And the little thing about
Letterman would just start him, hey, Jay, what's on your mind? Jay would go off and they get into a conversation about it. Leno was cutting edge, believe it or not. He was just witty. He was really, really a great, great
comic. Let's
do
a little more on Letterman. I have a little other clip. Let's see if we can get more of that.
My dad and I are in the front and saying, oh, look, Dad, there's where Jimmy Stewart lives, things, you know, my mom's back. We can enjoy it, Mark. You want Speedy. What is it, Mark? Nothing. There's the Santa Monica Pier. There's the stop sign. What, Ma? Nothing. I see the sign. I saw the sign, Mother. My dad is not a traveler. My dad likes to go to Sears. This is his idea. Now, that's an interesting thing. Whatever happened to Roebuck? It used to be Sears Roebuck.
Sears
you
Roebuck,
talk about
sure.
Your partner screwing you out of your half of the business.
Yeah.
See, Roebuck takes a 3-day week, comes in on Tuesday, where's my name? Get there. I'm Roebuck, I tell you, get there.
I mean, just stream of consciousness, it seems like, but you know as well as I do, I bet you that that's all prepared for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but yeah. Unique stuff. And by the way, once you use material on a show like that, right, America's hears it, so you can still use it as your material on comedy clubs, in comedy clubs and stuff. But people have heard it already, so you're kind of, you know, you're using material that you're probably not going to use again.
Right, exactly. But I think he wrote stuff specifically when he knew he was going to be on Letterman, that he had specially for that show.
And really funny stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Really funny stuff.
What happened to him?
Yeah, we'll talk about that shortly. This is his Tonight Show theme.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-936-9687. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-936-9687. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-936-9687. That's 1-800-936-9687.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Now, back to America's Entertainment Pop Culture Talk Show. Everything old is new again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Okay, this is why you have to read these personals very carefully. This seems like the ideal man. Just one... Well, I'm going to read it to you. Never married, white male, honest, gentle, affectionate, widely traveled, college professor, writer, PhD, seek spiritual, intelligent, meaningful relationship. I am heterosexual. I enjoy jazz, metaphysics, dressing as a woman, and dining out. Hey, wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
Dressing
Okay, we're back on Everything Old is
Hilarious.
David Cohen does not laugh at that. I still think that Leno has an attraction. I did think all those bits that he did were funny and fun. He gave up on a lot of them after a while. I do think, that in my perspective, Jay Leno was, I saw him in comedy clubs. I saw him, you know, of course, on Letterman, as we've just heard, and I thought he was tremendous. Then he got to The Tonight Show. What do you think happened then, Dave?
I think he just, you know, as we were saying before the break, I don't know why it happened, but he just became really plain vanilla. That's the best way. If you knew what he did beforehand and then you watched him after, you could see the night and day difference. He played it safe. And to me, it wasn't funny. It wasn't the comedian that I knew and that you knew and loved before that.
Yeah, and not to say that he was dirty, because he really was never dirty.
No, he was not dirty.
It was just different cutting-edge stuff. I don't know, the different stories that we heard about his dad and as we heard in last segment. It was just, I don't know what to say, a different take on it. But I have to give him a credit on some level. He did more shows on The Tonight Show, 3,775, than anyone else. And that's just his first run. He came back and did another 835. So yeah. And just as a comparison, Carson did 2,000 shows himself. His show ran for 4,531, but he was only on 2,000 times.
He had a lot of guest hosts.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, this man was dedicated to his craft, and he was number one. Let's be clear. During the Leno years, except for 2 years that Letterman beat him, he was number one every year. So let's, you know, you give him a little credit, but, you know, I understand what you're saying, because I saw it too. But, you know, it became flat, it became mundane, things became rote and routine. So that's why I think NBC eventually said, listen, we're gonna try something else. But not before he gave it a shot and started doing some jaywalking, on reality.
Who was the second American Idol the second year? Who was the guy that won?
Yeah. Ruben Studdard?
Ruben Studdard, very good. Sweet. Who was the second president of the United States?
I don't know that one.
Reuben Studdard.
Oh, yeah?
Same name?
Same name? Awesome.
Can you name three explorers that had something to do with America?
George.
George.
Something.
George something. Can you name three Kardashians?
Kim, Khloe, Courtney.
Excellent.
Now, I tell you, it's a funny concept, and if you have an open mind, you're not like a crank like I am, you think that's funny. That annoys me so much.
Absolutely.
That these people can't
that's
eat,
not
you
funny.
Know? Yeah. But it is.
I mean, it is, yes.
You know,
for like, humor's sake.
How do you not
sake,
know
yes.
who's on Mount Rushmore, but the Kardashians. It makes you insane.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's where he started to lose me. I'm not a position where I want to get aggravated at 11:30 at night. I'm aggravated up till 11:30.
And I don't like, and I don't like that he beat out Letterman for The Tonight Show. And the things he did and the dirty pool he played.
And he'll blame his manager, this woman that was a manager of his that went behind everyone's back and did all these different things that were nefarious, and there's a whole show there.
And then what he did to Conan, I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Sorry.
All right. Well,
I mean, look, maybe he'll be a guest on our show and then I'll love him.
Exactly.
But,
let's see what Conan has to say about that.
Hosting The Tonight Show has been the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for me. And I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too. I know. Now, we've had a lot of fun being here these last 7 months. But like everything in life, the fun has to come to an end a decade too early. And I think that's just an old motto that I was taught long ago.
That's Conan O'Brien, I think, an underrated talk show host.
Yes.
He's still on now. I think it's TBS.
TBS, yeah.
Is it 10 o'clock, though? I'm not even sure, because you kind of get lost, you know, unless you're a real fan. For some reason, network TV still matters with these late-night shows.
You don't search
around at all. It's a psychological thing. You don't search around at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's cable stuff.
Right. It's been ingrained in our brains that if you want to watch something, it's right. It's ABC, CBS, Fox. Right?
Because, I don't know. Conan O'Brien is a funny, funny individual.
Yeah, he is.
And he does some nice interviews, too. And he does those bits that we talked about. We even had one on our show when we were doing horse racing. He went to Santa Anita and he called a horse race. It was pretty funny. So they all do these shticks and bits, and they have the bands.
Blame Leno for that, though. I blame Leno for booting, you know.
Just in case you're not familiar, of course, Jay Leno was on the show, and then they had Conan O'Brien replacing him for 7 months with Leno's
because
knowledge.
Because Leno, and this is the callback to Steve Allen, Leno left to do a primetime show.
10 o'clock.
It was like 10 o'clock. Complete failure.
4 months he was on the air.
Then he started to cry. I want to go back to late night.
So then the deal was they was going to say, okay, what we'll do is we'll start
The Tonight Show with Conan.
At 12. And we're going to have Jay Leno at 11 and cut out the news, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have minded. It would have been a decent setup. But still, Conan, believe it or not, said, listen, I'm not doing this. You know why? Because I respect the franchise of The Tonight Show, and it was always at 11:30, and I'm not changing until 12 just because of me and my contract and so forth.
Right.
So you got to appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he left. You know? He left. He was not happy. And
I mean,
left.
He could be on right now at 12 o'clock.
Right. Right. And yeah, I think he did the right thing.
I do too. So maybe tune into him. We should give a call to him and have him on since we're talking so gloriously.
I know.
Him.
Maybe we'll have them both on. Have them air it out, you know, on our show.
We can have a little mediation right here on Everything Old is New Again. Have the arguments, have them have the arguments that they love to have.
That we'd love them to have.
Let's listen to now the first show of the most recent show, which is the Jimmy Fallon show, Tonight Show. We've heard Steve Allen, the first show ever. Now we're going to hear the first show of Jimmy Fallon.
And now, here's your host, Jimmy Fallon!
Thank you, please have a seat. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. Welcome to The Tonight Show. I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I'll be your host for now. Of course, I wouldn't be here tonight if it weren't for the previous Tonight Show host, so I want to say thank you to Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jay Leno. Very, very nice. Amazing.
Everybody having fun with the Leno situation.
Right.
But there's Jimmy Fallon. There's the new blood. There's the new take. I'm glad that he was – I got a nice little clip there. Kind of brings us square one, reviewing what we've done on the show
right.
Tonight. Thank you, Jimmy Fallon. Maybe we should have him on the show.
Too. Oh, I'm sure he'd be here in a heartbeat.
Because he is now, from what I understand, huge, beyond huge.
But I think you and I, another thing we agree on is that we think that he's doing an amazing job with that franchise, right, The Tonight Show. Creative. He's doing new things that weren't done before while, you know, sticking to the old format. I don't think you either liked him before this. I thought he was like a poor man's Adam Sandler, who I also don't like. But I got to tell you, I gave him a chance, and he's doing a phenomenal job.
I stumbled onto it maybe 6 months in, and I couldn't believe that I was becoming a fan.
Right.
Because I did not like anything he had done previously. So now this is a weird question, an odd thing, and I posed this off the air. Is he, of course, must have some input, if not a lot of input, into the creation and format of this show. And therefore, where did it come from? Because this Saturday Night Live stuff he did was malarkey, and the stuff that he did in the two movies he did wasn't so very good. But boy, he pulled a rabbit out of a hat. I think some of it is he was a huge fan of The Tonight Show as well.
He was. He really respected it. And the other thing is it's a different world now. Things are viral. You know, the little bits that he does in that show, you don't have to necessarily stay up to see it. You can watch it on the interweb, and it's getting a buzz that way as well. You know, did you hear what Jimmy Fallon said? Not only can you see it here, but hey, he's got this guest tonight, and you'll DVR it and watch it.
My son,
he's 16. He's watching Jimmy Fallon.
See that? You know? Every Wednesday night or afternoon, they do a tweet. And if you're on with him on a tweet, it's a question, and they'll then pose the question, and a couple of people that responded, they'll read those responses. So they're very cutting edge, very smart.
Yep.
As we are on Everything Old is New Again.
We have podcasts, right?
Thank you. Listen to us every week right here. Come on back and enjoy the best of Everything Old is New Again.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-783-1945. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-783-1945. That's 1-800-783-1945. 1-800-783-1945.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-593-5727. That's 1-800-593-5727.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-593-5727. That's 1-800-593-5727.